Well, howdy guys. This is Easter Friday in UK. And a little while ago, I actually bought Resident Evil 4 Remake. Yes, I paid full price. Something I've never done before. And I played the game for quite some time, and I thought I'd let you know what I think. And although I'm not a Resident Evil fan, you know, one of those crazy ones, if it's got Resident Evil stamped on it, I've got to buy it. But I did play the original ones when they came out. And mostly played all the ones ever since. First of all, it's not a bad game. But it's not a great game either. Think about it, guys. Did Capcom have to write a story about this? No. They just used the old one. Did they have to have certain areas they had to make again? Not really. They used the old ones. They basically revamped the game in better graphics, of course. And tweaked it here and there. But they charged you as if it's a new game. AAA. Full price, when actually you're playing the same game, really, as you've played before. And I know gamers are so desperate for decent games nowadays, but either way you look at it, it's a bit of a rip-off. Now I know Resident Evil 4 was slightly different in the Resident Evil franchise, but Resident Evil games are becoming action-packed games. That's not how they got their name. You had a little bit of action, but then there was exploration. You had to find keys. Open doors, and of course those famous puzzles. And this Resident Evil 4 game has a few puzzles in it, but it's a very action-packed game. There's a lot of cutscenes in it as well, and a lot of scripted sequences. I bought a game to be able to play it, not watch it. And there's a lot of mini-boss battles as well. For instance, when you get trapped in the cabin with that Spanish guy, you basically can't leave the cabin until you've killed enough zombies. And they send hordes of them at you. And they know you're going to die a few times in there. And it's just their way of drawing the game out. So you finally get past the cabin, and you take about 4 steps. And then you're confronted by 2 sisters with chainsaws, in another small type of cabin, with more loads of zombies coming at you. Eventually you can get out of that room, but it's still a mini-boss battle. You take 3 or 4 more steps, and then you have to run away from the big guy, going through hordes of villagers, with Ashley who can get caught easy. Another mini-boss battle. You finish that and take 3 more steps, and now you have to face the big guy. It is a boss battle. No time for exploring, no time for puzzles. Action, action, action. With the old games of Resident Evil, I used to like the time you had to look around, to explore, to go back on yourself, because you missed some. But most of the time you seem to be running around with a chicken with your head cut off, trying to survive. Kind of reminds me of COD, you know. Shoot, fire, kill people, get killed, spawn, repeat, repeat. That's Call of Duty, guys. There's one good thing about Resident Evil 4 Remake, is how they treated Ashley and her personality. They could have made her into a real woke, strong, independent femon. But they kept her femininity, which was nice. And of course they gave her bigger gazongas this time. But they went a little bit over the top on Ada, though. She's just trying to be too cool. How she can move in that outfit, I don't know. And it's not the sort of outfit you'd wear, if you're an agent like she's supposed to be. Of course, when she does get captured, the monster doesn't kill her or anything. He ties her up on a girder somewhere, as you do. And Leon shoots the ropes to save her, and she drops an awful long way, which would have broken her legs, or her ankles at least. Bah, but it's just a game, right? I know that boss battles were always in Resident Evil, but they've become too the main thing now. And it was invented just to waste time to make the game last longer, without having to think of a new puzzle or a new area. I actually haven't finished the boss battle with Sandler either, because it got too repetitive. If you die, you have to start all over again. Rinse and repeat. Just another way to pad the game out. And there's going to be the speedboat trip as well. That will take quite a few tries to get that too. I may finish it, and I may not. I'm getting a little bit too old for mindless boss battles. So personally, I think they did a fair job, I guess. But would I buy another one, the remake, at that price? The answer is no. I know people will say, you gotta finish the game. Well, I already did, when I played Resident Evil 4 the first time. It's unfortunate Resident Evil games probably won't ever be the same as they used to be, which is why they were so successful. The companies got too lazy, greedy. I can imagine that Capcom is getting ready to do another remake, because it's money in the bank for them, isn't it? They do half the work and charge whole price. Of course, it could be that I'm just a little bit too old for gaming anymore. Remember, guys, it's just my opinion. But the hype you see out there about this game, how people are giving it a 10 out of 10 or whatever, it's preposterous, really. I think it's probably a 7 at best. Oh, and by the way, I've actually purchased the new Dead Space too. Once again, at full price. And if I feel like it, I'll let you know what I think of that one too. My honest opinion. No frills, straight from the hip. And yes, I did play the original Dead Space when it came out. And 2, and 3. And I've just started playing it and it's not looking that great. Graphically, it looks nice. But time will tell. You take it easy, fellas. I know I'm gonna. Happy holidays.